This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Don't forget to wear your condom.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Hide and Seek with James Finlay and Andrew the Apprentice. Melbourne loves their arts and culture, don't they?
They do, in particular a film festival. There are film festivals for just about everything.
MIFF. Quiff. Okay, MQFF.
MQFF. There's the Human Rights Film Festival. Yes, and then I think just about every single language group has got one as well.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Oh, yes. German Film Festival.
French.
The Spanish one is on at the moment. If you like your Spanish people.
You'll be there.
Yeah, but I will be. But there is a new film festival that will be launching here in Melbourne towards the end of the year. TILD, Trans and Gender Diverse Film Festival, has just launched a campaign for funding. And here to talk about it is Cerise. Hello. Welcome to Hide and Seek.
Oh, thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Now, Tilda, where's the inspiration come from?
For the festival?
For the festival.
Yeah. Mm. Well, other cities, other parts of this world have trans-specific festivals. I mean, long have we been spoilt in Melbourne with a very broad and expansive queer film festival. But we felt, myself and a group of others, and I should stress, I'm not the ringleader. That that goes out to the wonderful Liz Alexander out there. Liz, I know you're listening. I mean to do your mad vision justice yet. Between us, we felt that there was a call for a really sort of more grassrootsy festival celebrating the extraordinary diversity of one of the more diverse niche communities that is out there, and I speak of the trans and gender diverse communities. Mm-hmm. It's all about plurals. It's all pluralism.
Yes, you always need to add the plural.
Now, you're going to be in partnership with the Sydney Trans Film Festival as well, so that would be handy with sharing films and content.
Indeed. We have strategically hooked up with them such that we will run in November, I think it's 21st to 23rd, and they, I think, 25th to 27th, such that we can not just share films and easily ship things to and fro, but we hope share some guests and a lot of love.
Yep. And you might even get some exclusives. The Australian first, therefore, will be the Melbourne ones.
Well, that is true. That is true. That's how it's fallen, and I'm quite comfortable with that.
Now, the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, as you said, is diverse. It covers a whole range of things right across the alphabet. And I think this year there was certainly quite a lot of trans-related content, 52 Tuesdays being, you know, probably the main marquee one, also Buck Angel's documentary.
Mm-hmm. 52 Tuesdays is now mainstream.
Mainstream.
Well, it's even opened in cinemas today. Yes. And I hasten to add that the star of that film's name is Tilda. Coincidence, I ask you?
So is it a case that... How are you going to work with Melbourne Queer Film Festival, if at all?
Well, we expect to work in a very collegiate sort of manner. We've already had some chats over cups of tea. Mm-hmm. It may have been something stronger, I can't quite recall. And it's all above board. Everyone's happy. Yeah, everyone's happy because there is a sense that we can always cater more for a niche community like the one that I am in a very small way representative of myself. Mm-hmm. There's also a real sense that parts of the trans communities don't quite feel in their element necessarily attending Melbourne Queer Film Festival. There are some quite, I hesitate to say timid people amongst our communities, but people who don't necessarily feel in their element amongst, I suppose, some more mainstream gay lesbian elements.
Okay.
Who might feel that they need a safer space.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to suggest that Acme's anything but, because I'm very fond of that place myself as the main venue for Melbourne Queer Film Festival. And I know they've branched out elsewhere too. But say, we're looking at having things quite grassrootsy, making everyone feel welcome, not just trans and gender diverse folk, but anybody, but in a space where we, I think it people will sense that it's an event put on by their fellow mm-hmm. Folk from that community, and in a place as right on as the Bella Union bar at Trades Hall.
Yeah, and I've spoken to Liz before in an article that I wrote for MCV, and I think one of the points that she brought up, which I thought was quite good, was the fact that that you want to ensure that there are more films screened and featured that have a range of trans and diverse and gender diverse characters that are in the presence of the film, but it's not always solely focused on the aspects of their gender identity, which is, I think, is something that is brought out a lot in films, especially like the big one, 52 Tuesdays.
Well, because, I mean, that's understandable. It's something that powers a narrative. It's a major dramatic event in any person's life.
And very interesting to a lot
of
people.
Yes, it is. So it's understandable that there are many films of that nature. But equally, it'd be nice to present more films which mightn't have that at the very centre of the narrative. It could be, let's say, not entirely incidental or just a subplot, but something that's almost taken for granted, let's say, in the narrative. It's not a big deal, and it's perhaps informs the way the film progresses, or who knows, it could be something that's instead woven more into the form of the film rather than the content, let's say. Or it could be the work of a trans or, you know, say, non-gender conforming individual or collective who've made a film that they've decided is not necessarily all about their experiences. It could be fictional, could be a documentary, but it could just be anything. But, you know, they might be people who struggle to get their films seen.
Yeah. You're on Hide and Seek with James Finlay and Andrew the Apprentice. We've got Cerise in the studio from Tilda Trans and Gender Diverse Film Festival. Before, we were talking about different film festivals that happen in Melbourne, and it just so happens that you have film festival experience, Cerise.
I have film festival fever. I'm a sucker for a festival, such that when Liz, through another wonderful human being, Dr. Claire Henry, put it to me, I'd be involved with this one, I said yes, even though I'm usually up to my eyeballs in organising a Czech and Slovak film festival locally, as you do.
Yeah.
As you do. Yeah. We hear, you know, organising a film festival takes a lot of hours and a lot of effort. What, doing just a small film festival, you know, how many films do you think you're going to have to go through to pick out the best ones you want?
Good question. You don't know yet. We're only just really starting to see them come in and putting the call out there for submissions, which people can look up information about on the website, which is really going live properly on Sunday.
Okay. Great.
Yep. Which people would find at a URL. It always makes for great radio, reading out URLs. I think it's just simply tildamelbourne.com. I would be wise to look that up again in the next music break.
I think you can search for Tilda Melbourne on Facebook for more information.
Well, you can. The Facebook that'll lead you page to is going gangbusters, as is the Possible campaign it links to.
Yes.
Yeah, which I'm sure we'll get to.
Tell us a little bit about the Possible campaign.
Can I? Well, we're a little volunteer-run organisation, and we've hit upon a figure of $5,000, a pittance, really.
That's
people,
nothing.
In order to get this festival really up and running, and so that we can feel confident that we'll pull it off. So it's got about another 30 days to go. We've made some good headway. I think we're at about the 2,400 something mark.
So you're always nearly halfway.
Well, it'd be nice to be over at the target already, and for it just to continue flowing in, so we could, I don't know, start getting really ambitious and start including, I don't know, pyrotechnics or who knows what.
Glitter balls.
Glitter balls, yes, which catch fire and all sorts of exciting stuff. I mean, we do have some ambitious notions yet, but look, it's still really early days. There's just a core group of five, six, seven of us, And yeah, there's a lot of hard work going into it by all of these people, each of them bringing different things to the team. And yes, I think the real bulk of the work is still yet ahead of us, and we will yet have to sift through, I hope, a lot of films. And I equally hope that some of the decisions we have to make will be difficult, because the quantity, the quality will be up there.
Yeah, that's great.
Now, Tilda, what's the name Tilda mean?
Well, it's a nicely a name rich in metaphor for us. Spelt T-I-L-D-E. There's a symbol which everyone has on their keyboards. There's the tilde key. It's a little wibbly wobbly wavy thing.
Yes.
Yes. And it sort of it means approximate. It's a nice. It alludes to or connotates variousness or multiplicity or there or thereaboutsness or something in flux. You know, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. And that sort of seems a nicely rich metaphor for the likes of myself and my colleagues and the people we like to associate with and put film festivals on for. And it's also nice that it's a nice pun on the name of one of the great icons of androgyny out there, the divine Ms. Tilda Swinton, who and it's just this lovely coincidence too that, as mentioned earlier, the star of Australia's latest trans narrative based film here, 52 Tuesdays, is a Tilda as well.
You really couldn't ask for more association.
Stars are aligning.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, also, your logo is something that I found very interesting as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, our designer Eden St. James is we got the Tilda idea to him. He was very into that, liked the idea of this sort of variousness, a sort of a shapeshiftery thing, and I came up with this symbol that I myself hadn't been aware of previously, but immediately warmed to, not just because it's aesthetically pleasing, this beautiful red foxy looking thing. It's a fox, that is to say. It's not just any old fox. It's a fox from Japanese folklore called, and I apologize if I murder this pronunciation, Kitsune, I think. And it's a shape-shifting fox from folkloric Japanese culture, and it seems also rich in the sort of metaphoric stuff we're trying to put out there with this festival. It's metaphorically loaded. We thought it's a nice symbol.
It's nice to see that so much thought has gone not just behind the name but also behind the logo, and I'm sure it will continue, so that so much thought will go behind this festival as well.
One hopes.
So you can check out for Tilda Melbourne on Facebook for more information, and that gets you, of course, a link through to the possible campaign target of $5,000.
For a film festival.
Nothing.
Look, I would wager there's someone out there listening right now who's got even that sum burning a hole in their pocket right at this moment, and could do worse than head to possible.com/TildaMelbourne.
You are on Hide and Seeks. Cerise, thank you so much for joining us. All the best, and I'm sure we'll be in touch again soon.
Look, I'd love to come back up here anytime. Also, you have a lovely view and you're both extremely charming. So anytime.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.